Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a Wednesday. We're hoping to get Zach Bye of The Drive in Denver, 104.3 The Fan, to go behind enemy lines. Excited for this game. I don't know about you, John Lopez, but I started doing some digging on this game to give me a little bit, get myself ready for
get
the conversation
right.
And start seeing what this team is. One of the things that we've been kind of disagreeing a little bit about is where Bo Nix is as a quarterback, right? You've got him coming in to this game, and you feel like he's had a good season. I think that this team, that team offensively over there, has been a little up and down. This past week, they looked a little bit better, but they've had some problems. And there's some things that you could look at from him that feels like up and down from his as a quarterback.
I don't agree. I think he's been good, and I think we might have the right guy to talk about.
All right, well let's settle this quarrel, this difference by turning to the phone line. We go behind enemy lines with Zach Bye of 104.3. The Fan in Denver. He's the host of The Drive. Zach, what's happening, man?
Hey, man. It's great to be on with you guys. Appreciate you guys giving me some time. Really looking forward to the matchup this weekend.
No, you're the one doing us a favor. We're taking a little time off of your show for you to come out and do this. And one of the things, I don't know if you heard, myself and my co-host John Lopez here having a little disagreement. So I'm interested, from your perspective there in Denver, how has this season for Bo Nix been taken? Has he been playing well? Has he not been? Like, how are you guys looking at his season thus far?
Well, it's really interesting because Bo has been a point of contention really throughout the season. And what the actual results are and the numbers are feel different from when you're actually watching the games. When you're actually watching the games, Bo Nix can be maddening and the offense can be entirely maddening. Really, when you put it together, the Broncos have played one complete game, which we saw a week ago, and then they have about five other good offensive quarters over the course of the season. But then you take a step back and you say, wait a second, this is a team that's 6-2, quarterbacked by Bo Nix, who since week two, fellas, so looking at the last seven games, he's got 17 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. I mean, he's on pace to have a great season with over 30 touchdowns and a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. So what the numbers look like and what the down-to-down feel of it has been a divisive conversation in Denver, but at the end of the day, it's one of the better offenses the Broncos have had in the last decade. They're able to run the ball. Bo has been okay. I'd probably give him a B as a grade through 8 weeks. And we go back and forth. My co-host, the former running back, Philip Lindsay, we go back and forth about, hey, does he currently have the title right now of franchise quarterback? or is there still room to grow and a bridge to gap in that department before we give him that very elite label of franchise quarterback? And I put a poll out on Twitter, and this is great. Got to share this with you guys. I put the poll out on Twitter asking that question: does he already have the title franchise quarterback, or is there still room to grow in that department? It received over 1,600 votes, okay? So it's a proper sample size. Check this out. Over 1,600 votes, proper sample size. You couldn't make it up. It literally ended at 50-50.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's wild.
That is wild. Okay, but like, in order to be a franchise quarterback, I feel like your coach has to trust. Do you feel like that trust is there from Sean Payton? Because I'm looking at stats that tell me that Bo Nix has been throwing screens at the second highest rate of any NFL quarterback. That, to me, sounds like a quarterback that a coach is trying to kind of, you know, hide a little bit, for lack of a better term. Like, how are you seeing that?
Yeah, I think there's some validity to that. The Broncos lead the NFL in passes within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, or even at or behind the line of scrimmage. The Broncos are number one in all those categories. Now, Sean Payton's offense is just in general screen heavy, but I do think there's an element of, okay, I do not want to overexpose my young quarterback, because when it comes to throwing the ball down the field, he's one of the more inaccurate quarterbacks in professional football. Now, what we saw a week ago was stellar when it came to throwing the ball down the field. So a lot of people around here believe that it's sort of been unlocked, but what you just brought up has been a point of consternation here in Denver.
Well, and I guess we're kind of having a mini discussion similar to yours over there, not this week against with the Broncos coming into town, because I think he's having a better year than C.J. Stroud overall. I think that's almost undeniable. And C.J. Stroud has been good. I mean, he especially the last 4 weeks outside of the Seattle game, he's been good. And the other thing that I'm and maybe this is something that Philip Lindsay and you discuss. He's had 25 games, man. I mean, this is year two. So I think he's having a good year. What about the relationship and fit there with Sean Payton, though?
Well, Sean is a different guy. Sean is almost like a character, like playing a football coach. I mean, the guy, from a media standpoint, is hilarious to cover. I mean, he takes shots at people left and right. He's had to apologize to people. I mean, he was on the sidelines screaming at Russell Wilson. He's on the sidelines screaming at Bo Nix. The difference is Bo Nix will scream at him back, mm-hmm. and we've actually already seen that. So the relationship is very sort of like, I'd say, like football father-son. You know, football father-son. He has really propped up Bo Nix to a degree that I actually have been critical of and think is unhealthy. When you go out and tell a national media member, several of them, in fact, that you believe Bo Nix is on a track in the next 2 years to be a top five quarterback. I mean, what coach says that about their young quarterback after 1 year and put a timestamp on it and a top five number on it? I mean, mm-hmm. it just created just too much unnecessary noise and an unnecessary bar. But that comes from a place of supreme confidence in Bo. I also would say I think it comes from a place of arrogance of Sean Payton. You know, he is a very, very arrogant coach, and a lot of these great coaches are. His mentor was Bill Parcells, who had a lot of that dripping from him most of the time. But at the same time, the conversation around here has turned into, especially throughout the summer, Bo Nix is going to be in the conversation with Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes then. Like, right? If he's the top five, like, it created all this noise, and Bo at every turn was asked about it. I don't think he liked it that Sean Payton said that. At one point, Sean Payton said about Bo Nix that he's got some Ferris Bueller in him, so he's like a little bit he can be a little bit rebellious towards Sean. So it's a really fascinating dynamic. If you look at it one Sunday, you're like, man, this is contentious. You look at it another Sunday, and it's like, man, Sean Payton is gushing. Like think about this. Diana Rossini said that this past summer, Sean Payton called her. She didn't pick up. And all he said on the voicemail was, "I love my Q," and hung up. Like, that to me is weird. That to me is strange. But that's Sean Payton. And he's gregarious and outspoken. Bo Nix is the opposite of that. He's very reserved. And will be seen and not heard if it's his choice. So it's a really interesting dynamic to cover.
We're talking to Zach Bye. He's the Drive host there in Denver at 104.3 The Fan. And I didn't realize that Bo Nix was in his terrible twos. That's hilarious. this defense is really interesting to me because it has had a healthy amount of cover one man, of just being and believing, rather, that we can just stick to you. And last week, I imagine because Dallas is just different, you saw a lot of cover six, a lot of zone. Now without Patrick Surtain, like, what can we expect from this defense, or what are you guys expecting from this defense as they look to stifle a Texans offense that's trying to get off the ground?
Yeah, it's a really interesting dynamic here. I can tell you this, the first thing I did on Monday morning after I woke up, took a leak, ate some breakfast, I bet the under in this game. because these two defenses are just fantastic. You're talking about a Houston defense who is, you know, leading the league in, you know, yards allowed, and I believe points allowed as
100%.
Well. And then, yeah, but then you have a Broncos defense, which is, man, guys, on the right day, it looks like a Super Bowl defense. Not only are they leading the league in sacks with 36, but the largest gap between any of the 32 slottings in the NFL is number one to number two. Think about that. They're on pace right now to break the single-season NFL sack record, which was from the 1984 Bears, not the 85 Bears, but the 84 Bears with 72. So they get after the quarterback, but to your question, a large part of the reason they're able to do that is because Pat Surtain one sides a field. Mm-hmm. I mean, what this guy does in coverage, he's the best that I've seen since maybe Darrell Revis. I mean, he regularly just erases an elite receiver from the game plan. He won Defensive Player of the Year last year as a cornerback, which just doesn't happen. It's happened three times in the last three decades. Charles Woodson and Stephon Gilmore, the only other corners to win that award. So his value to this defense is, it can't be understated. But now with him out of the mix, the trickle-down effect, with, you're going to ask your cornerback number two, who is the most targeted cornerback in all of pro football because he plays opposite of PS2, he's now your number one. And now you're asking your number three to be your number two, and now you're going to be asking your rookie, Jahdae Barron, rookie out of Texas, first-rounder, Thorpe Award winner, who hasn't really been on the field too much. He's going to get a bit of a baptism by fire here and play the most he's played. So I don't know how this is going to play out because the pass rush, which is truly the strength of the team, is predicated off that sticky coverage, and it's one hand washing the other. But now you're missing one of those hands, and I really don't know how it's going to look on Sunday because we haven't had to, you know, worry about this or even think about it.
On the other hand, I'm sure this has been a topic as well up there. With that pass rush, you're facing a Texans offensive line that has been mostly a mess, but has had its moments, particularly this last week. So maybe I'm guessing that they're going to go pretty base.
Yeah, I would think so. And Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator here, has done that. And when he believes that he's got a matchup of strength, he will not send pressure. But when you look at the Broncos up front, which is really the strength of the entire football team, as good as their secondary is and their safeties and some of their members on offense, the strength is the front seven. And when you have a guy like Zach Allen, keep that name in your back pocket, big 99 in the middle, led the NFL in quarterback hits a year ago, led the NFL in quarterback pressures from the D-tackle position a year ago, coming off a game where he sacked the quarterback again. It starts with him, the push in the middle. And then you have these two edge rushers in Jonathan Cooper and Nick Benito, who are just absolute freaks when it comes to get off. I think they're number one and number two in the NFL in terms of their, you know, pass rush win rate and their get off. Nick Benito, if you guys haven't had a chance to look at him, 8 sacks in 8 games, had 13.5 sacks a year ago. He's fantastic. He's going to be up for Defensive Player of the Year. These guys really get after the quarterback, and because they're both elite at their position, both double-digit sack guys a year ago, the number one duo in that department, you can't really send as much help when you're getting it from both sides of the defense and also getting that push from the middle. So, I mean, it's hard to quantify or articulate just how elite the Broncos pass rush is. I mean, 36 sacks in 8 games is insane. A full 10 sacks ahead of that team number 2, as I mentioned. So it's going to be a real challenge for the Houston offense. But that element of missing the best cornerback in football, I just still don't know about that.
Zach, before we let you go, one of the things I love about us doing this, you know, behind enemy lines and getting somebody on the ground locally is that, you know, we don't have that national perspective. We get stuff that maybe everybody else misses. Is there something that's happening in Denver or that's been happening this season that you feel like the national media has kind of missed or mischaracterized through the season about the team?
It's a really good question. I would say I'd say it's the Broncos run game. We spend so much time as football fans discussing the quarterback, and that was your first question, right? Mm-hmm. Bo Nix. And Guess what? When later today, when Sean Pendergrass comes on our show, the first question is probably going to be about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
But that being said, when you look at the strength of the offense, it's not Bo Nix and the passing game. The Denver Broncos are averaging 138 yards a game on the ground. Only the Jets and Bills, with both running quarterbacks, are averaging more yards on the ground right now as a team. So I think if I, you know, to the point of your question, I think if I went around to Bronco or to NFL fans just around the country casually and said, hey, who's got a better rushing attack, the Detroit Lions or the Denver Broncos? I think 9 out of 10 people would say the Lions. It's actually the Broncos. And so J.K. Dobbins has been an absolute revelation. He had over 900 yards a year ago with the Chargers. He's never been able to stay healthy. That's the story of his career. But guess what, fellas? He's healthy now, and he's got 634 rushing yards in 8 games. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. J.K. Dobbins is top 5 in the NFL in yards per carry since he came into the league. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. But this guy, he's good for a big play almost every single week. He's on pace for over 1,300 yards as just an individual. And then they have a rookie behind him that they took with the 60th overall pick in the second round out of Central Florida named R.J. Harvey, who's coming off his best game as a pro, where he's doing stuff as a rookie that hasn't been done since former Bronco and Texan Philip Lindsay, where he scored 3 touchdowns in a game last week. You know, ran for a 40-yard touchdown, the longest since Phil in his rookie year. So that sort of two-headed monster, but really 2/3 of it being Dobbins, is probably the most underrated rushing attack in all of professional football right now.
Zach, we greatly, greatly appreciate you giving us some of your time, and make sure that you send our love to Texans legend Philip Lindsay over there when you get to work today.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely will. And you guys give a hug to Parker Hillis over there, and because that's my guy too. So appreciate you guys having me on, and let's enjoy this game on Sunday, which, by the way, you know, I'll fast forward to the end of my Friday show. I will be picking the Texans to win this game.
Oh, wow. Ooh, interesting. Wow. All right, Zach. Yeah. Hey, fantastic, fantastic hit with this. You enjoy Sean as well. He's a delight. Have a good one today, man.
All right. See you guys. Cheers.
There you go. Zach Bye, host of The Drive there in 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Man, he said that they was throwing at Zach, Riley Moss, because he is not Patrick Surtain. No, they throwing at him because of racism. He's a white cornerback. I will stand on this. Y'all can say Reggie's always talking about race. No. I'm standing up for a good young brother who is a good cornerback, but he's just white. That's unfair. It's unfair to him. I need to stop doing that. We'll see what it looks like. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Really great way to start our conversations about the Broncos. We'll keep talking about them leading up to Sunday's game. But coming up next, let's go and do our lunchtime confessions as we always do at this time. We'll do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just hate where we've gotten when it comes to traveling in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
I just hate it. And all this justification and, oh, he gathered himself. And then he was able, after the ball spinning in his hands.
That's right.
And he can take five steps because the ball was spinning in his hands. And then he made this move. And here's
you're talking about Giannis, right? Giannis had a token bowl last night.
It made all the rounds, at least five steps. Some people said six, but at least five steps. Did you see it, Figgy?
I saw it.
And everybody justifying it, it drives me freaking nuts. Yep. And it drives me nuts for one reason in particular. I don't even remember when, and you and I were talking about this before the show, mm-hmm. You said, well, it's the interpreter, because you're one of those nerds.
I did not deny it. I just was going to let you cook. Go ahead.
But you know, in terms of like, well, it's about the interpretation of the rule changing. Does anybody remember when we heard about this interpretation changing? And why is five steps all of a sudden not traveling, no matter the interpretation?
Well, because you had, you know, the interpretation of the gather, right? Gathers, and then the people started doing gather steps, where it was like, hey, here's your gather step, mm-hmm. while you're picking up the basketball. And then 1-2, and then once you have that, you know that players are going to find ways to push the boundaries. So the gather step became gather steps, which you saw where Giannis did his little
five.
Pitter-patter, bap, 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 put two hands on the basketball, then he went 1-2 and laid it in. That's why it's technically right. I know you'll be surprised by this. I'm with you. Like, I do think that this is gone too far, because we've violated the spirit of the rule, mm-hmm. by getting to the letter of the law. And I understand why it is there, you know, freedom of movement, but I don't think it helps. I don't think it helps the game. The players, mm-hmm. are so athletic that they're going to be able to, you know, turn corners. And now they are athletic defensively, and that's kind of what makes this tough. But these are the things that make it seem like, oh, there's no defense. And I think that while you're wanting to have points and make sure that people are entertained, I think that you do lose some folks by feeling like, what's happening to the rules? I'm not seeing the rules that I understand.
And my biggest confusion, part of the confession, is, you know, you have a major, this is a major rule. Or interpretation. We're changing the way we call traveling. Do you remember in the last 10, 15 years when anyone said that?
Well, that's the thing, is it's not a full change in the way they're, it's just
but it is.
The interpretation of what they're doing.
You go from two steps to five or six.
Well, it's two steps after mm-hmm. after you gather, right? Which that was the
gather. I'm bitter about this.
Gather, I know.
Yeah. Gather, not gather. I mean, what? It's traveling.
I said this to you before the show, yeah. as well. You have to have been like deep in the sticks of like, yeah. going and checking last 2 minute reports, mm-hmm. and seeing the ways that the NBA clarified questions that was asked. So like, have you been the person that's like, oh, well, the Rockets sent in an aggrievement about this ruling, yeah. and then this is what the NBA said back? Because that's where these things have been litigated, mm-hmm. is in that it's like the rule isn't changed, but this is, it's like when you went to the Supreme Court, right? The, yeah. law is still the same, but the Supreme Court was like, well, actually, this is how we interpret that. And so now that then dictates the way that things are going.
All I heard was traveling.
Sure. I hear you. I hear you. Because again, I'm with you. I don't love that this is how it goes. I understand how rules kind of have some wiggle room. There's going to be some natural wiggle room on the extent of a rule.
Yeah.
This feels like it's gone well beyond that. And it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it's, the game I love.
It's been a lot of wiggle room with traveling for years, man. Like you could look at every play and call it traveling, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seemed like they taking it a step too far.
And that was just blatant.
Yeah, where you're just like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm like, there has to be some additional litigation to get this to a place where you have some freedom for, you know, they're moving at high speeds and there's going to be some little.
You can't do what he did, though.
Yeah, that's there needs to be an extent, right?
Yeah, again, I understand these big-ass dudes, they rumbling and bumbling. And
I actually understand the ball moving in your hands, but not three steps worth.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
you know the one that really makes me mad is the people on social media, and this is what they're doing, right? It's engagement and whatever and trying to get the people going. The people on, like, the basketball content creators, quote-unquote, that will take all of the little loopholes and then string them together to things that are like, if you did that on a pickup game, I'm calling a travel whether or not it's legal or not, and then we'll fight about it.
Yeah.
Because ain't no way you're doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Halloween is fast approaching, and I'm trying to make sure I'm getting myself all the way right.
We got the party tomorrow.
Yeah, the costume party here at Odyssey Houston is tomorrow. And I'm trying to put the finishing touches on it. And I need a particular prop that I do not readily have. And I don't know if anybody else readily has.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have it in my mind. I think I'm going to do this to go and buy this prop. And I'm not actually using it or taking any value. And I think I'm going to use it and then take it back and return it immediately the day after. And I feel kind of bad about it.
For Halloween purposes, I hate when people like buy an outfit and then wear it. Don't take the tags off.
Yeah.
And I'm talking mostly about women.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they return it. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, come on, don't do that. But your thing for a prop for Halloween, I'm not. Yeah, I got no problem.
Okay, yeah, because my thought has always been, if you use the value out of it, and maybe this is just like too Boy Scout or whatever, it's like if you use value in it, then you bought it, right? Like you probably need to use that.
Like let's say you're going to be Jason. Isn't he with the one that had the chainsaw? Jason from the scary movies. Let's say you're say you bought a chainsaw and you just used it as a prop. You didn't saw down a tree you know, so just return it. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that because, shoot, whatever it is, some people might buy it and be like, oh, I necessarily don't need it. Mm-hmm. I ain't use it.
Yeah.
Take it back. So sure. Take it back like that. As long as you don't use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you use it, that might be a little...
well, that's different.
Iffy, yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Somebody said I'm not understanding the difference. Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Someone said they do it all the time for tools.
With tools?
Hey, I need a screwdriver. I'm gonna get this right.
Oh, that's why the one time I went to a hardware store and they said, once you buy, you can't take back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The 3-4-6 went and ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. That's probably why. Yeah. Because it is a couple times where I needed one tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to put this one thing up. And that's
it. I just needed
it
for a minute.
Yep. And they said no return. Yeah, that sucked. But so I've been really debating this. I've been really having an issue with the stray dogs around my house.
You mentioned that once.
Yeah. It's kind of getting out of control now. I'm starting to see the same big ass white dog that just be lurking around, and he was on the side of the house. He was in. I got a Ring notification. He was at the door. I'm like, man, what's going on?
So he was at the door.
He was at my door. Like,
as long as he didn't ring the bell.
Yeah, to the point I thought he rang it for a minute because I got the notification. And I'm like, man, but my confession is I kind of want to call a dog catcher or something, man.
I never
you're that guy. He about to call
I never got to that point. I didn't even know if that was a thing for real.
It is
in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
is he aggressive?
Not really, but just kind of in a way. And then I think the last resort for me was the last straw was I seen like a pack of, it had to be about 15 dogs for all different walks of life. It wasn't like it was the same type of dog.
Yeah.
I saw a big ass white dog. I saw a chihuahua. I saw a little one of the little hot dog dogs.
Yeah.
I saw all type of random dogs. It was like 15
Were they walking?
Them. They were running. They were like running after something. I don't know what it was.
There was a bitch in heat.
That's
what it is.
I guess so.
That's what happens.
So they're trying to get her?
Whenever there's a dog in heat, yeah.
Okay.
They come out of nowhere, just kind of like men. they come from everywhere.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
From the 832. That's why the dog was at your door. He heard you was talking mess, that you were a snitch. he was like, "Hey, come outside. We not gonna jump you."
I never really thought about this or anything, but it kind of sucked when they just be hanging around the house and you gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I'm just like, do people do anything?
I can't wait till you're the old man at the mall. Like, look at all these young people.
Look at these kids.
Not buying nothing.
Walking
hanging
around
out
the mall, doing nothing.
Hey, that was me at one point, so I probably wouldn't say nothing.
Bunch of hoodlums.
Hey, just get off my grass.
I love that word, by the way.
That's all I want.
Hoodlums.
Hoodlums is a good word.
Yeah,
that's a great word.
I like going with, shout out to New Girl. I like calling people youths. The youths makes me laugh.
Yeah,
just stay off my lawn.
A lot of times,
man.
I'm driving down the street and you see two little kids doing nothing, you know, just being little kids. I'm like, look at those hoodlums.
the dog's got to stay off your lawn.
Yeah, just stay out my way. If you don't bother me, I'm bother you. When you all in my carport and all this other stuff, then that's when I have an issue.
Yeah.
We might have to call that dog catcher on if you step on it. Somebody said, of course, the dog was like, yeah, you hating on my boy Riley Moss the dog. You know, I see you, Figgy. I see that happening over there. All right, those are your confessions here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Not Figgy Karen. That's crazy. All right, coming up next, we got a couple things going. First and foremost, we'll be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. But then also, we got to do a little Judge John Lopez. Stick around. We'll do that next. Yeah, it's about time to do a little Judge John Lopez here on a Wednesday in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
I like the way you said it right, Lopez.
That's fair. I did say that. You know what? The Duolingo working, because I didn't even think about it. It just jumped out.
Yeah.
Before we get there, I'm going to be honest. I appreciate how the first part of the text line, people were like, oh, look at Figgy snitching. And then people came in was like, nah, call them people on them dogs.
Yeah, like, look, just imagine a bunch of stray dogs hanging around your house all the time, man.
Oh, it's bothersome.
Yeah. Like,
bothersome.
I can't even take my dog out there a little bit without it being a hassle or something, man.
I'm stuck on you saying that it was dogs of all walks of life. I'm just imagining, like, big dogs, small dogs, fancy dogs. Like, you got poodles out there. You got mutts out there.
It was like 15 different breeds.
My man had a Disney movie out there.
There was Secret Life of Dogs.
There was some featuring Chris Rock. Hot girl dog that was in heat.
Unbelievable. All right, Judge John Lopez. Let's see if we can litigate some things here, Judge.
Hear ye, the court of the honorable me is now in session.
Okay.
And first case on the docket today, Kevin Durant. And I will play some audio for counsel because I think it affects what the case is today.
How do you approach legacy? Does that whole talk about super teams dilute your legacy?
Any? Oh, no, not at all. Like, when you look at, I mean, when I'm done playing, man, people are going to respect the amount of years that I put in and the actual accomplishments. You reflect on my career and you realize when you look at the big picture, right. Like, come on, you can't talk down on anything that a professional athlete who's been around for two decades, I don't care how many championships I win or didn't win, but being around and playing professional sports, it's a small number of us. To do that for that long, like, people gonna respect that. Well, they're gonna nitpick. Some people will nitpick.
Yeah.
But they still are analyzing an amazing career. You know what I'm saying? An amazing body of work. You know, it's stuff that not a lot of people do on a day-to-day. So,
all right. Who is counsel for? Well, here's the case in simpler terms. Playing on super teams will or will not affect Kevin Durant's legacy. Who is on the side of Kevin playing on super teams will affect his legacy?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm actually on the side that it won't affect his all right. legacy, Your Honor.
Counsel?
I mean, here's the thing with Kevin Durant. I think he has landed in a place in Houston that will embrace him. However, the first thing that I think people will think of, no matter what, with Kevin Durant is his decision to go play with Golden State. There's that nature of running from the grind. There's all of those things that he couldn't win by himself. And I don't necessarily believe those things. Even in the moment, mm-hmm. I was like, who amongst us would not want to go to a better, more cushy situation
right.
for work? However, we know what people are. Like, this is why I always kind of bristle at legacy talk at times, because legacy is not what you do necessarily. Legacy is how people ultimately stick with what you have done. And he's not wrong that he has been an incredible player. The problem is the conversation that has been had around him for a long time, and I think the easy kind of narrative that has existed was that he ran from pillar to post looking for an opportunity to win instead of standing and building it. Mm-hmm. And so I hear him on that he eventually you want people to stop down and think about this in a stronger way. But I think at times we have to acknowledge that people are finicky and people are lazy. And the easy, lazy narrative is, well, you ran over there to go get some rings mm-hmm. with Golden State after they were, the best team in the league.
Right.
I don't think that you can wipe that away.
All right. Noted. Counsel Figgy.
Yes, Your Honor. I don't think this will affect his legacy, because I think Kevin Durant is one of those players that will be good. Even it might sound crazy to say, we will always recognize his talent as a player, even if he didn't win a ring. I think he's that great. I think he proved himself to be one of the one of the best shooters, scorers in this league. And even though he did go to Golden State to get his rings, I don't think we will have a different opinion about Kevin Durant if he won one ring mm-hmm. with a team with OKC or yeah. whatever team he was with on his own. So I think right now, I think it's set in stone that people recognize Kevin Durant as one of the greats right now. And yes, maybe we wanted to see him win his own ring with his original team, but I think right now it's solidified that this him going to Golden State ain't going to affect his legacy.
Boy, this is strong. You guys have come with some great cases because I think both Reggie and Figgy both make really good points. Here's where I'm going to lean, and then my decision is going to be this. I do think you and Kevin Durant, in that audio you heard, are right in that people are going to nitpick, for lack of a better word,
right.
or parse out that as there's going to be, a number of people that say, oh, no, that guy had to go chase a ring. But I think Figgy's point on longevity and, he's played long enough and he's done so much and he's still one of the greatest scorers. I think that kind of tips the scales in terms of his legacy is going to be one of the greatest players in the history of the game, much like some players that didn't win a title.
Right. I think that basketball might be, I want to say the best, but that's probably not fair. It's probably second best when it comes to an individual being great and not having to hinge it necessarily on the greatness of teams in a weird way, even though it feels like the sport in which you have the most impact. But you can think of guys like Charles Barkley haven't won championships out there. You could think of guys like Gary Payton. You could think of, there's a number of guys that you look at and you go, those are incredible players that we can think of as all-time greats that unfortunately weren't able to reach the mountaintop, and we can appreciate their greatness. I think the tough thing for him is that that's not how these conversations have been situated around him.
And
I think they're changing. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Even if he wins in a great way here in Houston, that narrative still exists, especially because of the personality that he has demonstrated. And I don't think it's bad. I think it just ended up feeling a little antagonistic to a basketball fan base that wasn't really willing to make him or was willing, at least in that moment, to make him a villain because he linked up with the villains of the time.
Yeah.
I don't think you can wash that off, even though he's going to be the greatest.
It's always going to be there. Even with LeBron going to Miami. That's always going to be talked about no matter what.
Yeah.
But is his career overall, it's hard to just say, oh, nope, because he went to Miami to win those rings.
Right.
He has such a great career where that kind of cover it up a tiny bit, but in the general conversation, people always going to run back to that narrative.
And that's why I think had he retired maybe after Golden State for whatever reason, then it would have been it would have affected his legacy.
Or if he just went down, had a rough career after that, it wasn't the same. Then,
but given everything and the totality of his work, I'm going to side with Figgy on this.
Fair enough. Can I just say though, what I am happy for, and I'm happy that the city of Houston could provide. Houston is very much a place that if you embrace Houston, it'll embrace you back.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that he came here and that he signed that extension. Because I do think that he might find some facsimile at home in which he did not have.
He talked about it.
Right. It felt like OKC was one of those places where you'll always be home. But the way that it happened where he left, he didn't have that as a home.
That wasn't home.
They booed him. Golden State never was going to embrace him that way. That's kind of why he left. I mean, the general manager or the owner was making jokes at the ring ceremony at his expense. That felt like it was never home.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, he just wasn't there long enough. Phoenix never landed. This can be a place where you have a place you can come back to for him. And I think he needs that.
All right, I have another case. Halloween is day after tomorrow.
Yes.
There are people who buy props and clothes for the sake of their Halloween costume, and then they return them.
Mm-hmm.
The case in front of us today, Reggie is going to be arguing for the case that you can return them, and Figgy's going to be arguing for the case of you really shouldn't do that. The case of buying props or clothes, knowing that you're not going to keep them and you will return them after Halloween.
All right, Your Honor. I think seeing as I'm someone who very much could be in this circumstance.
Oh, so you could go to jail if I rule the other way.
I don't think that's how that works. Do you actually have power here? Did we somehow stumble into a place where you actually have some power here? I didn't realize that. I think props is where it's very important to note. And there are some things where you cannot ruin the value of it. I think the idea of returning something to a place is that store still then has the opportunity to garner get some money off of it. There's a lot of these costumes that if you take them back, they can still be sold and they could still be used as if they were new and in a way that they are not damaged.
Tools or other items.
So I do think that you should be able to, especially with something that you're only going to use once and that is not going to, you're not going to harm the value of it, sending it back. That should be something that is within your wherewithal, especially if it's something that, again, is just not going to wear or not going to have some damage by you taking it back.
Counsel Figueroa?
Yes, Your Honor, this is crazy. You can't do stuff like this, Your Honor, because look, if that's the case, how are these people who are working so hard putting these costumes together in these factories and all that stuff, how are they going to get paid? How are you going to make a profit if you just buying the costume and then taking it right back, getting your money back? So to me, this don't make any sense. Otherwise, let's do this all the time in life. Let's just buy something and just take it back and get our money back. That's not how it works all the time.
Wow. This is another really, really good one. And I feel Reggie had such a good, strong case, but then Figgy came with the, like, you could do, why not we do it with everything?
Think about the people in the factories.
Think about the people, the hardworking American Joe six-packs that are out there. All that said, I think I am going to side with Reggie on this one simply because this is pretty much a one-off of when people do this.
The only problem with it, though, and of course,
getting all sweaty on the clothes and drink spilling and
right now that I've won it, I'm going to negate my case. The only problem with it is, all right, this is a one-time occasion where I'll use this, but it's a one-time type object. So in theory, you just end up in a weird liminal space where everybody uses it one time and returns it, and ultimately the company that sells it never gets money off it.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this case is I'm the one that told Reggie I gave Reggie the idea off the air. I'm like, hey, why don't you get it and return it?
And by the way, I bought a couple of things for our costumes tomorrow, which is our company party is tomorrow. I'm keeping them because I like them.
Nice. Yeah. There you go.
I like them.
See, I kind of had that issue last year. Remember last year I was the Joker?
Oh, yeah.
I still got that stuff. I might as well throw it out, man.
Don't throw it out. Just
I ain't wearing that stuff again.
We need to like have a national holiday where you just get more use out of your Halloween. Just
throw another one in there.
Just Halloween
like
in May.
Three more times.
Halloween in May so that we can bring these costumes back out or something like that. I don't know. We'll workshop that. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is a return to this Texans team, because the trade deadline is less than a week away. Tuesday is when the trade deadline hits. Should the Texans buy, sell, or hold, and how much does Sunday's outcome factor in? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next. However, one thing I want you to remember, that number for as well, 713-572-4610, that is the number to call right now if you want to win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops and be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a grill and a case of OG's of OG sauce.
Again, you're dang right.
Caller number 7 right now, 713-572-4610, will win that $50 gift card. Again, caller number 7, 713-572-4610. Let's talk about the trade deadline next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.